bad luck today. Just a few words about Novak, if you can. Just sealing the year and number one spot today.
Well, definitely. I mean, he deserves to win. There was no question about it. He just secured his spot for the number one player in the world. So I think it's it just shows how great he is, how well he played during the whole season. And that's it. I mean, there was not much doubts that the match could go either way, or was not in the way that I can challenge him better than this.
Thomas, this probably seems a silly question after a result like that, but if Wawrinka goes into meltdown tonight and loses, it's still possible you could qualify for the semi-finals. It's not possible. Not at all. Okay, then my question is not valid. Apologies.
Well, sorry?
My question is not valid.
No. Okay.
Thomas, a little disappointing the end of the year, but in general, London is a city that suits you. Final in Wimbledon, this court. What is your opinion of moving to another city in the future, or staying here more years, or how do you see?
Well, so let's separate the question a little bit. Yes, the season was solid, was very good. It was another year to finish in top 8. That's great. The other one is the last week of the season was terrible. That's how it is. And if moving or not, really, it's probably I'm not the one who can decide it and who can have the powerful world. But I think it's been already pretty wild here, and who knows? Maybe the change can bring something else. You know, bring some new spectators or just different part of the world. But I think it's quite still open in that, but there's definitely nothing that we can, criticize that we are missing or they are not doing well here.
Thomas, can you say anything about why it's been so hard for players to stay in the matches once they fall behind? Because they've all gone pretty quickly, an hour, 10 minutes, something like that.
Well, I don't know what's the explanation, but there could be also something about the surface. You know, I think it's. I've been asked many times if it's the same or not, but it's always hard to judge that when you go during the year and every single indoor tournament is a bit different. You know, so it's hard to remember how was the surface 1 year ago when you play 15 tournaments in between. So. On the hard court, but I find the court very tricky, very challenging. It doesn't, allow you to for any mistakes, and in my world, I think it's very very slow, and for us who wants to hit the serve and try to play aggressive, it's very difficult. So that's why we kind of struggle with that, and. You're facing the best players in the world, so when you put these things together, then the scissors opens too much, and then it creates the scores how it is.
Thomas, you've had experience the last couple of years going from this tournament to Davis Cup final, and Wawrinka and Federer are going to have that experience this year. Can you talk about what that transition is like, changing focus from this very quickly to a very different kind of event?
Yes, it's very difficult, and it's very, very hard to transition, because it's two big events, one next to each other, and it's really not the easy one. Somehow I managed it twice to go the next week and win and play good tennis. So I'm really happy with those two wins in Davis Cup. Not many teams are with I would say such a small team that can make it 2 years in a row, and every time after the season like that, which is extremely tough and not easy. So, I think they are both very experienced, so they're going to handle that. They just need to firstly finish here and then, refocus and be ready for another big event.
Thomas, Marin Cilic said the other day how tough that you have to play Djokovic in the first match of the tournament. You play him in the last match of the round robin. Do you think it's even tougher to handle because you are under the pressure? If not, try to win, but still try to win as much as games as you can.
Well, you are under pressure from the beginning of the tournament, no matter if it's a first or last match. And if you play Novak first or last, it's pretty much the same. There is not much difference, and especially here, you know, he's been fighting for being a number one in the world, and this match just secures him that. So really, I don't see a big difference between the first or last. And it's extremely tough to play.
Thomas, can you talk a little bit about your off-season and what you're going to be working on? And is it an important one for you to try to make some big changes or not?
Well, it's, you know, it's hard to say big changes, but first of all, there is going to be time to just, you know, get myself rest, prepared, relax, and you know, that's the first step to try to start it over again. And then, you know, my main goal definitely is going to be, I would say, fitness and movement. It's still becoming more and more important in the game. And no matter how challenging are those guys, then it's always very important how my game is. And if I'm able to move well and hitting the ball nice and clean, which goes very well together, then that's the beginning of the success. So that's going to be definitely the start up, and then follow up on the other things as well. And I think it's too soon just now to talk what's going to be my plans in off season, basically, like to work on and what to do. And I'm gonna have, I would say, maybe 1 week more, because the last 2 years play always Davis Cups, and that one was extremely tough. But the good thing is that I'm not, you know, 20-year kid that needs more time and can work on much more things. But there is still a lot to improve.
You're older than Nadal, Murray, and Djokovic, but you're also 4 years younger than number two player in the world. Do you see, given where tennis is going and the aging in the sport, do you think you're around your prime age, or is your peak still to come, or are you already past your prime, given where the sport is now?
So let's forget the last one that you said, because he's not from this world, so... That's really no question about it. And for myself, I take every year as a new challenge, and it's how it is. I just try to push it as far as I can, and bring or get myself to as close as possible to my limits. And probably you can find it out when you are done, because it's really hard to say in the middle of the not anymore in the middle of the career, but in the career or during you play, that if that was the best, or if you are still able to bring something more. I mean, you can always come up with matches that you can handle a different way. You can have more experience, and you can still winning a big matches, or you can lose them also because of maybe your fitness. It's not so great like it was when you were 20 or something like that. Just the examples, but hopefully this is not the case, and it's always a matter of having some goals and having some plans and just go for it.